You know what? Let's quit blaming Jezebel for everything. I mean, there are a lot of Jezebels out there.
Sure.
Yeah. But that's a favorite among the charismatic. It's Jezebel spirit. Jezebel's like, all right, let's go to Ephesians 5:1 and see what everybody should be doing that would apply to this whole situation before you got there, when you were there, and afterwards. This is like how we live our Christian disciple life.
Correct.
Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God. Well, would God go up there? Would Jesus go up there? Of course not. Therefore, as dearly loved children. Yeah, I know. We're all loved. Got that down. Verse 2 says, and live a life of love. Well, what is a life of love? Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Now, here's a life of love. Here's a life of love. Ephesians 5:3. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality. Done, right, Jacob?
Yes.
Guy coming out, getting on a pole, undressing just like a woman. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or a hint of any kind of impurity. This is pure? This is holy? I doubt most people would know. If I went into a conversation, okay, define for me purity in God. What would that mean? Mm-hmm. It covers a lot of things, doesn't it? Not a hint of any kind of impurity. You're done right there. Or of greed. Well, there shouldn't be a hint of that. And that's where this is coming from. You want to be seen. You want to be known. You want to build your ministry, so on and so forth. Because these are improper for God's holy people. These are not a holy people. Verse 5 says, for of this you can be sure about these pastors and these people that are attending this. For of this you can be sure. I'd say you could bank on it, but that's not going to make that doesn't mean much today, right? You can be sure. No immoral. This is just immoral. The whole conference is unclean, impure, immoral. No immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, and Jesus Christ can be an idol, see 1 Corinthians, we can wind up having our ministry become idols. That's where this nonsense comes from. Such a man as an idolater, now get this, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.